Hey, thanks for tuning into The Scoop. I hope you and your family are safe during these unprecedented times. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to take a minute to give a shout out to our sponsor. If you're building in the blockchain space, then I want you to know about a company called Blockset. I've been speaking with their team closely, and I have no doubt that they are going to enable the next wave of developers and business leaders to build amazing applications. Blockset offers accessible data from all the major chains through easy-to-use API. It acts as your hosted blockchain infrastructure. It ultimately enables high-quality apps to be built at a fraction of the cost, at a fraction of the time. Go sign up for a free account at blockset.com and start building today. Stay tuned for more information later in the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for tuning into The Scoop. I'm your host, Frank Chaparro, Director of News at The Block. And we have a very interesting episode for you today. In fact, we have a scoop breaking news development out of Coinbase, the cryptocurrency exchange. The firm disclosed on the show that they're in the process of acquiring Bison Trails for an undisclosed sum. This is going to be one of the more major acquisition deals of the first quarter, not only for Coinbase, but for the entire industry. Indeed, it comes amid what folks are expecting to be a record year for M&A transactions in the crypto space. It's also happening as Coinbase prepares for its much-anticipated IPO. Although Coinbase did not respond to some questions pertaining to the financials of the deal, Coinbase said that the tie-up could help the exchange monetize some of its existing internal systems. And we get into that and much more with Chief Product Officer Surjit Chattery and Bison Trail CEO Joe LaLuz. The deal is speculated to be in the same vicinity of the company's previous acquisitions of Togomi and Earn, which have both been reported to come in at around $100 million. And down the line, even though Bison Trails will continue to operate as a standalone company, it could help Coinbase set the foundation for new businesses that are tied to Coinbase offering up its internal systems to new external clients. So we're going to dig into that with Joe and Surjit. I try to get Surjit to relent and talk a little bit about the IPO, but as you'll see in just a second, he didn't budge. Let's dive into it. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Actually, I'm not at liberty to comment too much on the IPO. We are at quite tiered right now.
Absolutely, yeah.
As per regulation, I can only say, look, we are super excited about the opportunity. Over the years, we have seen our customers love us both on the retail side, and now we're seeing a surge of interest from institutions on crypto in general and on our platform. So it's been great to see so much love from our customers. It's been a great journey so far, and we are excited to serve even more customers. And that's where the Bison Trails deal comes in. We're excited to expand our services to the developer ecosystem as well. And we think of developers as the third pillar of strategy, and happy to go into more details on that.
In terms of this deal, what I think is really interesting is it kind of speaks to this trend we're seeing of companies in the crypto market, not necessarily acquiring competitors, but firms that can help expand their business offerings. So obviously Bison Trails isn't in the business of matching buyers and sellers or engaging with retail brokerage clients, but rather providing those services to blockchain enterprises. So what made you guys think now was the right time to break into that corner of the market and maybe walk us through how this might complement some of the other business units at Coinbase?
Absolutely. Very happy to elaborate on that. So first, you know, our priorities have always been to be the most trusted and easiest to use. And those priorities have guided all our decisions and actions. Over the last few years, we have really focused on simplifying access to the crypto economy for our retail customers and institutions. And as I said, developer is the third pillar of our strategy. Let me draw a parallel here and give you an analogy. So if you look at traditional web, simplifying the infrastructure and platform administration with cloud services really unleashed a wave of innovation for Web 2.0. I'll give you an example. I have an eighth grader son, and he was getting a little bit bored during the pandemic. And I gave him a challenge, hey, why don't you build some games on the web and you could play with your friends? And he just went on his own, and in a couple of days, he could build a very rudimentary game, just watching and deploy it on a website, just watching a few YouTube videos. And he could do that because there are services like AWS and Google Firebase and other cloud provide services that abstracted away all the complexities of running internet infrastructure for Web 2.0. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that is not the case for blockchain ecosystem today. When running low-level infrastructure components like blockchain data nodes and staking validators, it's an incredibly complex. And if any developer wants to build applications on top of these services, they always come in the way. It just delays them a lot. So we have been looking for ways to simplify building on blockchain protocols for all participants of their crypto economy. And we think creating this kind of turnkey solutions that power distributed and scalable crypto infrastructure will really enable the builders and innovators of tomorrow. Young kids coming out of college, they can just work on their ideas, then worrying about how to build the infrastructure. So this is what this is about. We are thinking of infrastructure as a service for crypto. And that's where Bison Trail came in. Just to give some context on Bison Trails, of course, you know about them. They're early pioneer in fully managed blockchain infrastructure. And their platform really helped the adoption and of blockchain technology around the world. They are powering billions of transactions for some of the biggest names in crypto today. And we have been with them along on the journey. We invested it back in November 2019 during this Series A. We have been a trusted partner since then. In fact, they have helped power a lot of our staking applications, staking services on our platform in the back end, and helped simplify the user experience. So today, by joining forces, we think we are going to help bring the advanced technology that they have built and continue to build to more projects, more developers around the world, and accelerate the adoption of and innovation of blockchain technology. So the summary here is this acquisition will help us create simpler experience for our users and at the same time accelerate the ecosystem. I think this is a win-win-win for Bison Trails, for Coinbase, and the industry as a whole.
So we kind of have a sense of the strategic rationale for the acquisition. I wonder, you know, there might be folks listening who might think, you know, why expand the business into this infrastructure as a service corner versus maybe double down on existing businesses, especially ones that during this rally, this bull market have appeared to be under a degree of pressure, right? With, you know, certain issues with retail being able to buy during hyper volatile periods in the market. How does this maybe then help other segments of Coinbase and make the firm stronger overall?
The fact is, this is not standalone businesses that are not connected with each other. They are interconnected. I'll give you an example. Last year, we launched a project called Project Rosetta. It's an open source project. And the reason we did that, we saw that it was very hard for asset issuers to connect to exchanges to get more distribution. That's one of the primary needs they have, how to get more distribution of the tokens they're creating. We were already using an infrastructure like Rosetta internally to connect new asset issuers or list asset issuers to our exchange. We thought, what if we externalized it? We open sourced it and give it to the community. What will happen? What happened it just accelerated distribution of assets into these exchanges. And it helped our business and it helped the overall crypto economy. Just this week, we announced something called Coinbase Asset Hub. Again, another element of our ecosystem product strategy. where asset issuers can easily list their assets on Coinbase just by filling out some forms. And all of that actually helps our retail customers and our institutional customers. So more assets mean more choice for our customers. Same thing with staking. It's staking our retail customers, institutional customers, they love staking. A lot of retail users think of staking just like getting an interest from their bank account. They just lock some money in and they get interest. They don't want to run their own node infrastructure to stake the coins they own on Coinbase. We just simplified it. And we can simplify it only if we have the infrastructure in the back end. And we have been actually working with Bison Trails for a while, partnering with them, using their infrastructure to give staking services to our clients. And that's how these are interconnected. So if we make the ecosystem run faster, better, create more innovation, that actually helps in turn our retail customers, retail users, institutional users get better services.
Yeah, and I think Bison Trails, at least from what I've heard, is a very talented, strong engineering team. And so that's something perhaps that Coinbase will be able to leverage moving forward.
We have been very impressed with Joe and the team he has built at Bison Trails, one of the best engineers in this space. They have deep knowledge of blockchain infrastructure and emerging blockchain protocols. So we are super excited to join forces here.
That sort of gives a good segue here to bring in Joe into the conversation. Bison Trails, obviously, howdy, Joe. Definitely known for its staking infrastructure. Does this deal signal or mean that Coinbase staking will expand further beyond their current supported assets? Or to maybe rephrase the question, do you think under the umbrella of Coinbase, you will be able to kind of expedite that process going beyond, I guess, Tezos and plans to support ETH2?
Yeah. First off, thanks for having me on the show, and really great to chat again.
Pleasure. Frank
and team. And Sergit, some really flattering words about the team here. And we feel, very similarly about the engineering team and the technical talent over at Coinbase. And, quite frankly, all the talent at Coinbase. So we're really excited about this. Over the last few years, we've developed a really deep and very fruitful relationship with Coinbase, generally speaking. Sergit mentioned that they have been an investor in ours and a supporter of ours, but also we've developed really deep strategic and commercial relationships in helping the institutional custody side at Coinbase participate in new blockchains, emerging blockchains, and new protocols. And we're really excited to continue to accelerate that, expedite that, and bring that, as Sergit mentioned, all of the different pillars at Coinbase are currently, interconnected and intertwined. And we believe that we'll be able to provide some really, really great services to Coinbase and Coinbase customers. But what's really important to us as well, and this is kind of baked into the DNA of Bison Trails, is to continue to provide this infrastructure for the entire ecosystem. So continuing to accelerate the maturation of the whole blockchain space, continuing to support our existing customers. We built a product and a platform that was, from day one, designed to support many different custodians, exchanges, asset managers, funds, developers, builders, wallets. And we're continuing to do that. And we're really, really excited to do that.
What could we see out of the two firms in terms of new products or features, and what type of new customers might you be able to serve? Is it still going to be the existing type of customers that Bison Trail serves today? Or with Coinbase, do you think you'd be able to bring that to new segments and new markets?
Yeah. That's a great question. And, I think both Coinbase and Bison Trails have been really at the forefront of moving the technology forward in the last few years across the board, all of blockchain technology. And the plan is to continue to do that. I think what's really exciting to us about this joining of forces, this marriage, is, being able to take some of the things that Bison Trails does really well and some of the things that Coinbase has been doing really, really well since its inception, and really expand the technology ecosystem offering over the next, you know, few months and years to come. And quite frankly, I think we're still at the beginning of, you know, the expansion in the ecosystem. I still think it's very, very early. Going back to, you know, Serge's example of wanting to enable, you know, the future builders and the pioneers of tomorrow, that's very in line with the Bison Trail's mission. And quite frankly, really is why my co-founder Aaron and I started the company. You know, when we got into the blockchain space, it was incredibly difficult to build products and services. And this was the genesis of Bison Trails. You know, here we are, two 25-year software vets coming in to try and build a, quite frankly, build a product in the space, and realized it was really, really difficult to do. And, you know, we kind of had a light bulb moment and said to ourselves, like, if this space is going to continue to grow, and that's something we're deeply passionate about, we need to build an infrastructure company to make it easier for entrepreneurs and builders to come to the space. So I would say, you know, my goal would be that, you know, an eighth grader could jump into the blockchain space and build an incredible product and service. And I still think we have a lot of work to get there. And so, you know, I think we'll continue to offer a lot of products and services that are in service of that mission, of that idea of making it easier to build, to build a wallet, build, you know, exchanges, build products and services, and that enable sort of all the verbs in the blockchain space.
Aside from maybe eighth graders, what are some new client segments that a infrastructure platform like this opens up for Coinbase? And were you considering building something like this internally before maybe this deal entered the picture for you guys?
Let me comment on that. So Bison Trails is going to serve as a foundational product within our product portfolio, what we call our ecosystem products. And yes, we have made some moves in this area. I gave you a couple of examples of Rosetta and also Coinbase Asset Hub. We have been thinking for a while, how do we make it easy for participants of crypto economy develop faster, develop better? How do we get more builders, more entrepreneurs? How do we unleash more innovation in the space? So staking infra services is a start point, but we are going to look at other potential services that we can externalize, that we can create as a service. So over time, you'll see we'll extend additional infrastructure and API services, many of which have actually been developed to power our internal Coinbase products. And we want to externalize them, make them services for the entire crypto ecosystem. One example here will be our custody service, for example. Like, we built it first to support our customers on our Coinbase retail product, people who are buying and selling crypto assets. But we thought, what if we externalized it? What if we made it a product on its own, a service of its own, so anybody could use our service? And we have seen great traction. We are an industry-leading custody solution today. So same thing for other things I can imagine, security, identity, payments, and there are many other open problems in the blockchain ecosystem today that we will think of tackling in years to come.
If you're a listener of The Scoop or follow the block, then you know I am super excited about the future of crypto adoption, especially on the enterprise side. Our sponsor, Blockset, is not only helping to push development at the grassroots level with their multi-chain API, but also at the institutional level. Blockset is built by BRD, the first crypto wallet in the App Store from 2014, and one of the largest in the space today. They've taken the architecture and the knowledge they've gained over the past 6 years to create Blockset, a robust, reliable, and strategic B2B offering for developers and enterprises. Blockset is enabling banks and other major financial institutions to interface and build with crypto assets at light speed. See just how simple it is by visiting blockset.com and sign up for a free account today. Joe, what do you think some of your first priorities are going to be once this deal is closed and you guys are under the Coinbase umbrella?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our plan is to continue to build the product suite, the infrastructure platform that we've been building, the world-class infrastructure platform that we've been building, and continuing to expand our impact in the blockchain space and make it easier for folks to participate in blockchains. This is a core tenet of our being, has been our mission from day one. And, you know, our vision is really about democratizing access to the space. So everything that continues in that vein is really, you know, on the table for us. You know, we're a fast-paced moving team. So is Coinbase. We're really excited to be joining forces. And I think one of the things that Surjit is highlighting here, which I believe is really important, is both Bison Trails and Coinbase, and you see this in a lot of really successful companies, have built products and services to service their own very difficult, very technical needs. You know, Surjit used the example of Coinbase externalizing their custody solutions that they built for themselves. Sure. Super, super important. And similarly, Bison Trails has been doing the same thing.
Sure. And those internal solutions become external products.
Exactly.
While we're on the topic of custody, it feels relevant to at least address what's happening on the regulatory side, specifically in the US. We saw this week Anchorage receive their first national bank charter for the crypto space. It remains to be seen with the new head and what's going on in Washington and at the OCC, what that really shakes out to look like. But I'm curious, Joe, your thoughts, not on that specifically, but how custody regulation is evolving in the US and how Bison Trails thinks about that over the long term.
Yeah, yeah. You know, funny enough, it's actually a pretty simple answer from our perspective. And we've actually seen some pretty important news over the last 6 months. Like you said, the sort of new OCC guidelines, and there was also some movement a few months ago around, you know, banks being able to custody digital assets. We view any positive regulation that enables new entrants into the blockchain space as a very, you know, very, very positive, very significant change for Bison Trails, and we're excited about it. You know, it enables more folks to participate, more folks to use this transformational technology. And as a technology company and a technology platform, that's great for us. And we're really excited to continue to support those folks across the board and continue to help them build the products and services that, you know, make it easier for end users to use blockchains and make it safer to use blockchains and simpler and all that stuff. So any of that kind of regulatory movement is really exciting to us because we just view it as a way for more folks to be able to be in the space.
Are there plans or is there a need to try and push forward with a charter of your own? I guess that would be under Coinbase now, but how are you guys thinking about that?
Let me chime in a little bit. We are watching this space. As Joe said, we welcome these moves by regulators to what I think basically more bringing crypto and traditional banking together. And we are super excited about that. We think there will be opportunity for the crypto industry now to become service providers for many of the finance wonderful institutions, banks. And so we are watching the space and we will more to come.
I'm curious about, you know, what this means maybe for the space more broadly, right? Obviously, we're going to see more M&A activity. We're going to see more consolidation. But in terms of the business that Bison Trails operates, what does this say about the market? Does it say that maybe we're seeing a spike in development? Are we seeing more banks or financial institutions looking to get tools that can help them build in the space? What exactly does it speak to?
You know, I think one of the things I would point to is, you know, since its inception, Bison Trails has seen really great growth and adoption across the ecosystem. And that continues to accelerate, you know, week over week, month over month, quarter over quarter. And that's a function of, you know, our incredible customers, our incredible partners, and the team at Bison Trails and the product we've been able to build. And so I actually don't think we have to look too far to see that trend. I think, you know, we're seeing more and more entrants into the space. There's plenty of news to cooperate that across the board in sort of neobanking and fintech and in the blockchain and crypto space. So yes, I believe, you know, there's lots more folks joining the ecosystem, and Bison Trails and Coinbase together will be able to accelerate some of the products and services that they're able to offer the market.
Surjit, how big of a business do you think this could be for Coinbase?
I would not speculate on a specific number at this point, but I think the opportunity here is huge. This is just the beginning. If you look at the web ecosystem and look at the size of, say, Amazon Web Services business today or Google Cloud or any other services, they're huge, right? So as the crypto ecosystem grows, there'll be more need for this type of managed infrastructure services. There'll be more innovation. Application developers would like to use these abstractions rather than building everything on their own. So in years to come, I will not be surprised, for example, if this becomes as big as the web cloud services industry, as an industry.
It's still early, you know, and I think,
very early, yes.
I think that's really important.
So let's double click on this for a second. I'm curious, you know, we hear a lot from, you know, many folks across the organization, but Surjit, I feel like I haven't heard about your product philosophy. And I'd be curious, as CPO, how does this fit into your philosophy for Coinbase's product offering? And what is your philosophy around that?
We have a simple philosophy, customer first. We want to make our products easiest to use. And the second thing we think about is make it the most trusted by our customers. And this deal actually is directed by those two principles. Be the most trusted, be the best, or simplest for the user. Staking is a good example, right? If you want to do your own staking, you own some coin and you want to stake them, and you want to create your own node services, it's super complex. Nobody can do that. No normal kind of user can do that. You have to be a developer. And we made that super simple on Coinbase. And that's where Bison Trails came in, helping us with the staking infrastructure in the back end. We are working towards how do we make it easier, simpler for anybody to access all these interesting new services that are getting created every day by entrepreneurs out there.
One thing that's becoming increasingly interesting is the CBDC market, if you could call it a market, or the idea of CBDCs. Is that an opportunity maybe for Bison Trails in addition to staking for retail or providing developers with easy to use tools? Can you guys in a sense serve as like the backbone of the sovereigns developing their own digital currencies or CBDCs?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And definitely CBDCs are, you know, a hot topic in the space right now. This kind of leads to, you know, as we continue to talk about the products and services that we're building over time, one of the more recent products that we launched over the fall was this product called QT, which is Query and Transaction Nodes. And it enables product builders, service builders, to connect easily and securely and reliably connect to blockchains to be able to, you know, submit transactions, read from them, et cetera. And CBDCs have been a focus of that product as well. And so it's something we've actually already been doing as a company and as a business, you know, an area that we've been seeing a lot of growth. And so we're really excited to continue to do that in the way that we already have. And you know, it's across the board. It's not just CBDCs, but you know, really any kind of blockchain protocol that folks want to be able to use and read and write easily from.
Ryan, was there something you want to follow up there on?
I actually wanted to go back to Surjit and kind of follow up on the product philosophy side. You know, I think just given your background and your experience on that front, curious if you can opine on the challenges that you're facing in building products for the crypto and blockchain ecosystem at large.
Yeah, especially when you have to move so fast.
And when things don't work as expected, and that's not really kind of in your purview, but curious to hear how those challenges have shaped out for you and your experience so far.
Yeah, great question. Look, as a company, our philosophy is to bring as many people as we can to crypto economy. We are the gateway to crypto economy, which means we have to build for both the expert crypto user as well as the novice user. Like my dad, who is 80-year-old, has a mobile phone. Can he use Coinbase? Can he just buy some Bitcoin easily? So that's a huge spectrum, and that's always a challenge. That's a huge spectrum of customers with very different needs. How do you keep it extremely simple for the mass users? At the same time, how do you give advanced tools for our users who are far to the right on the curve, who are power users? That's always challenging. I think we have handled that well. For example, Coinbase.com is very simple. Anybody can use it. Coinbase Pro is for our advanced users, have sophisticated trading tools, or institutional business, for example, very advanced user, even more advanced users. And we have built even more sophisticated trading algorithms for them. So that's something that I always think about, is how do I serve all these customers well?
Yeah, I mean, I had a funny experience with Coinbase Pro. I thought I lost all of my crypto, but it turns out I just had the wrong portfolio open. It was a very, very Frank boomer moment.
It doesn't sound that funny, Frank.
No, well, I mean,
it sounds terrifying.
Well, it was my,
it's very on brand for Frank.
It was very on brand for me. I figured that it was just something like that. So I checked my computer. And I was like, oh, it's all there. But I guess I had switched it when I was half asleep, you know, because sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll check prices just to see how much Asia has sold off during that overnight. But, we really appreciate you guys coming on the show to unpack not only the deal, but sort of more of the high level philosophy around Coinbase's product plan and where we might see the market go in terms of blockchain infrastructure as a service, staking and beyond. And hopefully when this thing closes and post the first trade of Coinbase, we can have you guys both on again to get a bit more granular and really dig down rather into what you guys will be working on. We're very excited to watch from afar and hope to talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.